we live in a digital age. Dr. Townsend, who wrote, you know, historic book called Boundaries, I encourage you to read. He updated it and he has a digital boundaries book. His premise is this: don't hide from technology. Learn to create boundaries around it because it's part of our life and it's going nowhere. And he talks about, which is kind of like what we're doing with church, he talks about use the tools, but don't end with the tools. Don't let texting take over your life, because face-to-face relationships is where it creates ethos, it creates empathy, it creates our ability to relate to human beings. But we also shouldn't be afraid of technology.
Love because it.
Technology can bring us connection.
Yes.
The way we're looking at it is technology helps you connect faster and more authentic.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm joined by special guest Mark Venti from Church Home, the executive pastor. And we are talking about Church Home Global, and you might have heard of and seen the app that has exploded over the last year. And so I'm excited to jump into this conversation. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, so good to be here.
So before we jump into the app, I'd love to hear your story, how you got into the role you're in and who you are and what you do.
Yeah. I'll try to tell you as short as possible. I've been on staff here for 19 years, so long time. And really how it happened for any of us that work in church world, it probably happened the same way you did. Leaders aren't born, they're cornered. So this has happened because the demand and need, and I happen to be, I don't know if you want to call it the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time, but I've done a lot of years of youth ministry. Before that, did a lot of years of cleaning toilets, then youth ministry, some of that at the same time.
The same thing sometimes.
Morphed into campus pastoring. So a campus pastor at our U District location. It's right on Greek Row at UW. And then campus pastored our Kirkland location, which would be our broadcast location.
Okay.
And then through that time, just things morphed, changed. I became part of our leadership team and leading, we call our central ministries at the time. And at that exact same time, part of what we were trying to do, which I think all of us, are just find creative ways to get the gospel out and to build community. And through a different bunch of events, we started thinking and talking about what does mobile church look like? How do we use mobile technology, not just online technology? And there's a difference. The best way I can explain the difference is, remember this thing called Amazon.com? Yeah. I know you've all heard of Amazon, but Amazon.com, that was a few years ago. All I know is I didn't start really using Amazon until that app came, and now it's a problem for our family. Because mobile technology, you have all the time.
Yep.
You can engage at any time. There's also a lot of technology has to do with that. And our thoughts started going, how can we leverage mobile technology to build church? Our whole thought is this: church is not a building. Church is an app. But they're both tools. We've obviously used buildings for years.
Yep.
Buildings actually weren't part of the early church. So it's a tool that man has created, and it's served us well. And we still have five of them. But mobile technology is a tool that I think God has given us, we can use to build church. In short story, because I was overseeing the development of our ministries and how they served all of our locations. Once we started dipping into technology, I'm not an IT person.
Yeah.
Even though I've kind of feel like I've become a part tech startup the last year.
Part-time.
What ended up happening is I ended up becoming, you know, in the moment project, you know, owning the project.
Yep.
Because we want to make sure that ministry strategy leads this.
Yes.
So then that's been the journey we've been on the last just about a year and a half.
Yeah. So looking back and I want to journey about what that year and a half looked like, but even maybe before that, from vision to it being live, What was that process? How long did that take? What did you go about finding the technology, aligning technology, vision, all that?
We first started talking with an entrepreneur that actually initiated with us.
Okay.
Not in the church. He had this idea and started talking to Judah. This would have been November 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then come January, we started doing conference calls with, they started pulling together a team. So it was literally a startup. So they, he didn't have a team or anything. And same idea. He's like, nobody's doing, you know, mobile technology to the way he sees it.
Yeah.
And again, just in the business entrepreneur world. So we started having conversations in January. Their team had an initial team of like a CEO, a content manager, a CMO, and like a tech developer. So like three people.
Yeah.
Come February, we started talking. By end of March, they had wireframes to us. These are all words I didn't know before. So if you don't know, they don't worry about it. It's like blueprints for technology. So it's like, here's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
So it was wireframes. I think we had beta come July. Then we were in a beta season for a few months. We originally planned to launch 1st of October, and we pushed it back to the 1st of November. So literally the app launched a year ago.
Yep.
And the thought process was simply this. If you go to one of our facilities, you have a church home experience.
Mm-hmm.
How can we best translate that digitally?
Yep.
And in the palm of your hands. So that was the initial, decision-making filter.
Yep.
So we started, we weren't just like, hey, let's broadcast live stream messages. In fact, we're behind on that. We still don't do that much. We do what we call a live broadcast. So it's recorded at our LA service on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And we broadcast it live. So community's live, the message is on.
Interesting.
So there's a lot of churches that are way ahead of us, but that's not our bread and butter. Our bread and butter is more live community. And that's what mobile church can provide. Here's a case in point. This, once again, entrepreneurs, even when they're getting to know Jesus, of which their whole team has gotten to know Jesus through this.
Love it.
Are, you know, they're just creative. They're almost profit. And he's like, in the 80s, everybody went to church 3-4 times a week. Now, once a month.
Yeah.
He's like, our lives have gotten busier because of these things.
Yep.
Why not use these things to bring us back to where you could go to church possibly 3-4 times a week again?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we all understand that there's lots of conversations about what church is. Again, this is a tool for church, just like a body is a tool for church.
Yes.
So that's where we started. And, that's kind of what the initial vision was with it.
I love it. So you got it launched a year ago now. What's been the journey over the last year? What maybe surprised you? What frustrated you? What's been like over the last year? What have you learned?
Yeah, we've had two big updates, of which one of them was last week.
Yeah.
So the first big update was in an effort to increase, like, you know, be more strategic with engagement.
Okay.
Originally, if you would have heard, I think it's still in the app somewhere, what we called the welcome video. So if you downloaded the app a year ago, the first thing you got was a welcome video from Jude and Chelsea.
Yep.
And he used this term, you know, we believe that we can leverage technology, something that has caused us to live more lonely lives, more disconnected lives, that we can use it and we can redeem it to create, he called them tactile relationships.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I've ever used the word tactile before this, but all of a sudden I started hearing it all the time.
Yeah.
So initially, our thought was always what church is, which is community and relationship.
Yeah.
And we've always wanted people to get together in person.
Yep.
It's definitely evolved how clearly and how we're trying to point our technology to lead to people getting together face-to-face. So it's always been the plan, but it's just gotten more laser focused. So we added in our first update, we added like a feed, and you know, you have a profile, and the idea was you can get to know people more.
Yep.
It didn't go the way we totally thought it would.
Yeah.
But it kind of became like another Facebook white page, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so we're like, you know, let's, rather than giving people a buffet because here was the original idea. We offer on their kids ministry. We offer on their expression for youth ministry. We have groups. We wanted the full expression of our church.
Yes.
In a digital format, in a mobile format. What ended up happening through that year was people started gathering together in their homes and watching church. So we started doing these things called viewing parties. Yep. I know a bunch of people are doing them. But then we said, you know, how can we make this not just watching church, but what about church that can happen that does not demand auditoriums everywhere? Doesn't demand this putting millions of dollars into buildings, but we can really set these people up to be church and be a part of church home and call church home their home, but not just watch church, but be a part of all the expressions of what church is, but from their hometown.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be in Seattle or Los Angeles. So we have been slowly pivoting our technology more to support and lead to that.
So what does that look like? Somebody in a home, I'm assuming they're not gathered around a phone. Are they streaming it from their phone to a TV? I'm just curious what that engagement is like.
Well, because I've been in the tech world, let me use some tech terms.
Yeah.
We are in beta right now. So, you know, we're not being private about it, but we're not announcing it from the rooftops because we're trying to learn. We're trying to learn from users, or let's use church terms. We're trying to get input from people in our church.
Yes. Yep.
So in short, what we're doing right now is, people are screen sharing from their iPhones or casting from their Androids.
Yeah.
And they're inviting their friends over. And our church is not just the message. We've created a specific, and it'll probably get better, but we've created a specific mobile service that has an opening, the message.
Yep.
We have a studio music time. Our services are a little bit different than a traditional church. We do music at the end.
So, okay.
And a lot of that just has to do with some of our approach with people that aren't churched. You know, starting with music can be a little bit like, and especially in a home, it's like somebody turns something on with people singing. You're like, what did I come to? But somebody talking on the screen is really normal. So, so we start with talking.
Yeah.
We end with singing. We're learning as we go. We've got about 12 that we know of right now that I'm testing. I personally am like literally before this call, one of our project managers left the room and we just finished our newest survey that we're having them give us feedback every week on the experience, the content, the people getting saved. Yeah. What help they need, what kind of resource they need from us.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, from what you've learned so far, what would you say to churches? Should they go and build an app and create this same kind of thing? Or what advice would you give to church leaders who are watching you from the outside looking in as to how they can learn from this and have some.
Yeah. Church at home is, it's just something God's leading us to. I'm definitely not saying you should, or I'll even take that to another level with an app. I do think you should definitely consider it. But I'll take it bigger than that. I think the thing that the Holy Spirit is emphasizing to us is by any means necessary. How can we, here's the reality. Culture has changed.
Yeah.
1999 is to what we know is probably the first church that did multi-site church.
Yep.
Groundbreaking.
Yep.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
In the business and in industry world, something that's 20 years old is 20 years old.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're a multi-site church. So I'm not diminishing, but I'm saying we need to keep innovating.
Yes.
So, what's happened since 1999, the first book that I'm aware of that came out, and that's kind of like when a model is a real thing, came out in 2004 about multi-site church.
Yep.
And guess what happened in 2007? These things came out.
Yep.
And changed everything.
Yes.
Like changed our worlds. I mean, we all see this, but when you're driving and you see people walking on the side of the road, what are they all doing?
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere, people waiting for a bus. They're not talking. It's just the world we live in now.
Yes.
And we can either fight that.
Yes.
Or we can realize it's kind of like going to a foreign country and having the best message in the world, but not learning their language.
Yes.
Best communicator, you could have the best illustrations, you could have it all dialed in, but if you're not speaking their language, you're not going to have an impact.
Yes.
And so would I encourage, we live in a digital age. Dr. Townsend, who wrote, historic book called Boundaries.
Yep.
I encourage you to read, he updated it and he has a digital boundaries book. And his premise is this: don't hide from technology. Learn to create boundaries around it because it's part of our life and it's going nowhere.
Yeah.
And he talks about, which is kind of like what we're doing with church. He talks about use the tools, but don't end with the tools. Don't let texting take over your life. Because face-to-face relationships is where it creates ethos. It creates empathy.
Yep.
It creates our ability to relate to human beings. But we also shouldn't be afraid of technology.
Love because it.
Technology can bring us connection.
Yes.
The way we're looking at it is technology helps you connect faster,
yep,
and more authentic.
Love it.
Stop there.
Yes.
That authentic connection has got to lead to real relationships.
Yes.
What I mean by real is in person.
Yes.
And so let's not go, we don't want to use technology because that's bad relationships, or or let's only use technology. I think what we're thinking about, and this is what industry is doing too, is they're bringing digital and physical, brick and mortar and digital together. How cool is the church?
Yes.
I'll end with this comment because I'm talking quite a bit, but the Apostle Paul, think if he had technology in his hands.
Yeah.
What do we think he would do? If it wasn't for, we all know today, if it wasn't for the Roman roads that were created, which would be kind of considered a technological or an innovative advancement, that if it wasn't for the Roman roads that were created, would the gospel have spread like it did? I mean, I think God would have found a way, of course, but I think God created the Roman roads for the
gospel. Yes.
Maybe God created this
for us. Yes.
So that would just be my opinion.
I love it. And I believe innovation around this device is not exclusively for Church Home, or it's not exclusively for YouVersion or for mega churches. I think there are opportunities for every church of every size to find opportunities to engage around mobile. But I think at the core, it starts with embracing this as a ministry tool. And then I think you can get into the practical as to what does that look like based on your budget, your ability, your staff. All of those things, but there is an opportunity for every church in this space if we embrace it. I would love it. Are there any stories that have happened over the last years of life change that just immediately come to mind of this is why we did it? You know, when we saw this happen, that's exactly why we built this.
Yeah. I mean, our first one that we know of is a young couple in Dallas that he's in tech sales. She is a delivery nurse. And they podcast our pastor for a while, and they were looking, in Dallas, a city that's got so many churches, but just for them, they weren't finding a home. They literally put this prayer in, like, God help us find a church like Church Home. And that Sunday, the app launched out of nowhere, and they launched in. They started meeting once a month. Two-thirds of their group were complete strangers, and they connected because of the mobile technology. Because they download the app and they were looking to connect. They saw, there's a group meeting in Dallas. And so, it's actually probably higher than two-thirds, but they probably have around 50 people that we would have never known.
Yes.
If it wasn't for that. And I will say the other thing about downloading the app is it's amazing how many people download, probably if you're watching this, I'm guessing you have a church background. I could be wrong.
Yes.
But There's a lot of people that are interested, even in an app called Church Home. Like,
yeah,
they're curious. They'll download the app. They'll check it out. They'll never, the idea of going, come to church with me, never. So
yes,
we've seen so many people like Dallas that have downloaded the app because they were on YouTube and they heard a message that was like, who is this guy?
Yep.
And then they find a connection to an app. They download the app and then they end up finding a bunch of people meet here and they don't go to church. They've never gone to church.
Yep.
So we have people giving their lives to Jesus every week at this home in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yes.
That are finding church because they download an app that they heard about on YouTube or Instagram. But they're meeting with other humans in a room. I can't tell you, I just went to one of our locations in Oakland that started 6 weeks ago. When yeah. I was there, there was 21 people. This is last Sunday, 21 people. Not one of two of them attend another church and they came to support their friends, but they all were invited word of mouth. And the idea of coming to something like this was way less intimidating than coming to a church building. And once again, I'm just talking about the people connection, because to me, that's the huge win. Okay. So I'm not trying to, it's the technology that makes this happen. But last week, this group started 6 weeks ago, 21 people there. And of those 21 people, I met probably 13 of them. I had personal conversations with 13 yep. of them. Of those 13, 10 of them, it was their first time there. And wow. literally it's an apartment building in just outside of downtown Oakland, yep. pretty much in the city. I'm not super familiar with the city.
Yeah.
That's brand new. And most of the people that have come are people that just moved into this building and they yep. met in the elevator, and it's just been word of mouth, literally. Yes. And they yep. met in the cabana of the apartment.
Wow.
And then I was there for the discussion afterwards, and
yeah.
I mean, we're talking, there were two of the people I met were lawyers.
Yep.
One of them is one of the top iOS developers in Silicon Valley.
Wow.
Her first time there, hasn't been to church in 8 years.
Wow.
I could bore you with stories.
It's, I love it.
It's a way lower barrier to entry. You know, in the 80s, thank you so much to Bill Hybels and Willow Creek. Like, the Sunday morning became the front door of the church.
Yeah.
Not the front door anymore. Online is, and we're just trying to deep dive into online. We're trying to go, let's do digital mobile.
Yes.
And we're finding so many people that are willing to check it out. Now we're just trying to connect with them quick. So
yes.
that, you know, they'll engage in the life of our community.
Man, that's incredible. Incredible. I can't wait to hear the stories you're going to tell for decades to come. Yeah. I'd love to hear, as we wrap up this conversation, where are things going? As you look a year, two, 3 years down the road, where do you see this all going?
Yeah. Well, first off, I'm going to that point, and one more thing I wanted to say, yeah,
please.
I think it's most relatable, is I want to talk about how this has impacted our existing community.
Yeah, please.
Because I think that's a huge question for pastors too.
Yeah.
For me, I oversee expansion. So
yeah.
we talk about all of that. Yes. I've also been a campus pastor for 9 years.
Yeah.
And like I said, oversaw one of our exterior locations and then our main location. And the ability for people to connect because of mobile technology, of people that come in our buildings, is unbelievable. And once again, not just online, but, you know, let's say you have 200 people in an auditorium, or let's bring it up to 2,500 people in an auditorium.
Yeah.
It is so easy in our church. Like, and I'll just air our dirty laundry. It is so easy for people to slip in and slip out.
Yep.
I mean, I talk to people every week, ashamedly, that, hey, so good to meet you. How long have you been going to church here? 10 years. Oh, great. Good to meet you.
Right.
And that are not connected, we say from our stage, get into a group. What we're finding is our first step is becoming, we're still ironing out the details of this, but yep. is becoming, hey, if you want to get connected, we actually are not saying go to the next steps bar, go to the groups. You know, a lot of yep. introverts, people that are busy, like, they're just not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're literally saying download the app, and we're building, it's coming in the next 6 weeks, next 2 months. We're building an onboarding process that we are going to group people. So don't think traditional groups.
Yep.
To group people based on their location and season of life.
Wow. So
download the app. You will go through this onboarding process.
Yep.
And we'll get that information on you.
Yep.
Not so we can haunt you, but so that we can know you yep. better. And you actually can't engage. Once this happens, you won't be able to engage on the app until you do this onboarding process. So you don't have to engage once again in person, but now you're going to be grouped with a group of 50 people that all live, if you're in a densely populated area, yeah. all within a mile or two of you.
Wow.
All of a sudden, you start getting daily, we do this thing called guided prayers. It's new.
Yeah.
So you start talking to Jesus together and you go in the chat. The chat's all with people that live in your neighborhood. And so these are people that are coming to our buildings that don't know all the people that live across the street from them. And we all live busy lives. They're not really connecting, but they're attending a gathering. And church is so much more than that. And so, which we all know, but we all have that problem of how do we help people take that step? So digital technology helps people engage quicker.
Yes.
It's less intimidating. So if they start praying with others in their neighborhood on a phone,
yes.
quickly they're going to be like, man, you're going through hell too. Like me,
yes.
you want to grab coffee?
Yeah.
So we're seeing this. We're seeing this start to happen, and when this technology is updated here in the next 6 to 8 weeks,
yep,
really praying that's going to bring a lot more connection in our buildings for people that attend our gatherings. So that's part of your answer, but that's like the future. I mean, our goal internally is we say face to face. That is everything. That's our target.
Yeah.
So we talk about that more than the app. We talk about that more than a building. Yeah. We say face-to-face. We've even talked about how in our buildings, we realize people are kind of more face-to-back to head.
Wow, interesting.
Staring in the back of a head.
Yes.
What we do, I mean, I read in my Bible the other day, it's kind of popping out everywhere. Jesus walks down, Zacchaeus is up in the tree, and Zacchaeus, once again, he's part of the crowd. He's interested in Jesus. And Jesus says, come down, and it says Jesus invited him to go to his home because he wanted to talk to Zacchaeus face to face. And I think Jesus is constantly showing us what he wants his church to look like. So this is not about technology for us. This is about a tool that is helping us do what we think has been in the Bible for 2,000 years. And we just want to do it better. And we think technology can make church way better.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You're doing an incredible job. You're setting a new model for how to do church, and it's an exciting day. I can't wait to see how God continues to use Church Home and the innovation, and you continue to press in and as other churches look to model after what you're doing and continue to grow and learn with you. How can people connect with you online?
Okay, this is so funny. I am on Instagram, but I'm never on it. I don't have the app on my phone.
Okay.
So you can, I am Mark Venti there. You can find me there.
Yeah.
Here I am, this guy leading app. You can download our app and direct message me.
Perfect. I'd encourage everybody to do that. Go do that. Yeah. Go to the Church Home app.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look up Mark and DM him on the app.
Yeah. And it's easy. It's easy to know my name because it's the size of Starbucks. So
there you go. That's a good reminder there. Well, man, thanks so much for all you're doing for the kingdom, for the church, and for sharing these insights with churches. I'm going to leave links to all these things on socialmedia.church. So go check out the show notes there and links to everything there. And go download the Church Home app. If you don't already have it downloaded, go download it, learn, dig in. And I will add, I've been going through the prayer, that new edition, and it's so good. The app is amazing and ministers to me and my family here in New York as well. But I don't think I've even begun to lean in as strong as I can. So I'm excited to do that more and excited to see how other churches take this learning and develop off of it. So Mark, thanks for your innovation and thanks everyone for listening. And go to Apple or Spotify or wherever it is you're listening and leave a rating and review and let other people know about this episode. Thanks. We'll be right back.